Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Denia Rositsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamburg Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Jigwangde Popsenem about the mind that believes in the three jewels of Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. Enjoy! Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jigwangde Popsenem, 12,468, July 29, 2026, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Our sincere practice and firm belief in the three jewels of Buddha, Absolute Truth, Dharma and Sangha, while going in the correct direction of our lives, will enable us to accomplish whatever wishes we have. Our own serious and sincere practice will make life anew and progress further. Such an accomplishment makes everyone happy. 9 years ago, this student came to the monastery, practiced conscientiously, and studied very well. He joined university and eventually graduated from pharmacy school. He studied most earnestly and scored high grades. Our practitioner's name is Son Yong Marvin. He has even passed the state exams and obtained the license to practice as a pharmacist. He came from Germany and, in the beginning, it was not easy to learn the English language. Yet he was able to pass and secure a state license in pharmacology. It was a most happy occasion and it also became a source of happiness for everyone. By always continuously going in the correct direction, we can be sure to always succeed. Furthermore, the mind that believes in the three jewels of Buddha, Dharma and Sangha will overcome all the difficulties, enabling us to then live a wise life. We must remember that deliberately going toward goodness and making everyone comfortable always brings us luck and virtue. Thus, by practicing sincerely and realizing the truth, we can become like the infinitely greatest master, the world-honored one, Sukhamuni Buddha. It also means that anyone can accomplish Buddhahood. Whatever our lives are, we can be most comfortable and live with great appreciation. So we always go towards that one direction. In the absence of any direction, we must continue to practice diligently. Living such an existence gives us a great exquisite taste of life. So we always benefit ourselves and others. Consequently, we always live a highly satisfied and appreciative existence. Thank you very much, Jigwangde Popsenem. Thank you very much for listening and thank you very much, Jigwangde Popsenem. The person mentioned here in the daily reminder is our son Marvin, Son Yong. We, his family in Germany, are incredibly proud of him and his achievements. After graduating, he has now passed his final exams and received a license to practice as a pharmacist in the United States. This means he is now authorized to work as a pharmacist in the United States. In the United States, the title is Doctor of Pharmacy. We would like to express our heartfelt thanks to Depopsonim for all the support Depopsonim gave Marvin. Depopsonim always recognized the abilities within him. Marvin first completed his degree in biology, which was a prerequisite for his pharmacy program. He was so diligent, always studied hard, and always followed Depopsonim advice. We are very proud and happy. I wish you a nice and happy and joyous week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.